Tonight I've been given this opportunity to serve you, to serve God. I have this opportunity to present a portion of God's Word, to present an invitation. And I want to discuss an invitation to what? For one, it's an invitation to ask for prayers. I think really that in general, that's the thing that is most often used at this time. It's to ask for prayers from your family. Do you need something? If you need something, we want to pray for you. We want to help you. Do you need strength or wisdom? Do you need encouragement? Do you need help of any kind? 2 weeks ago, the last invitation I gave at the end, I said, if you need anything at all, come forward. And later someone asked me what I meant by anything, and I said, I meant anything. I like to say what I mean. So they said, well, what if I needed a hamburger? And I was like, did you need it? I mean, you didn't just want it. You needed a hamburger? Then yes. Absolutely. If you need anything, then we want to pray for you and we want to help you. If someone comes up and they say, brothers and sisters, I need your prayers. I need strength. I've fallen on hard times. I don't even have a dollar to go buy my kid a hamburger at McDonald's. I've let these hard times breed doubts in my heart. And I just need help. Then I believe that we would offer a prayer for that man. We would ask the Creator of all things to help him in any way we can. But you know what? I bet somebody buys him a hamburger too. Because we're here to be a family. We're here to be here for each other. Not only will we pray for you, but we'll bear you up. We're called to bear one another's burdens. We want to. This is an invitation to lean on your brothers and sisters. We also offer the invitation, an invitation to rejoin the family. If you've wandered away from the Lord, this is an invitation to come back. It's an invitation to ask for forgiveness if you need to confess sins if you need to. It's an invitation to join the family for the first time if you haven't. Have you heard the plan of salvation? Do you know that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, that He was sent to this earth as a man, He lived a sinless life, He died as a sacrifice for your sins? Do you need to take those first steps of obedience? Do you need to be baptized? This is an invitation to you. But that's not all you're invited to. Because you're not just invited to join the family, because this is a working family. You're invited to a life of work, to a life of service, of study, to a life of slavery. You don't get to just sit back after that. There are responsibilities to God, to your siblings in Christ. I'll give you an example. Let's say that somebody comes up to me and they ask me a question. A question about the Bible. They see some contradiction. For example, I've been talking to someone recently about it says that women shouldn't speak in the assemblies, and then somewhere else it says that we should all speak to one another in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. So women can't speak, but they must. It's something to think about. It's something I have to think about. I don't have the luxury of ignoring that question. I can't say, I'm not a woman. I don't have to think about those things. I have a responsibility to my family. I have a sibling that has a question. They're not just asking me this question just thinking about stuff. They're asking it because they want to be a good servant of God. Also, I have to know for me, if I'm walking with my brothers and sisters all trying to get to the same goal, if I don't know the path, how can I help my brothers and sisters stay on the path? I need to know so I can help others. What if it is a sin for women to talk in class, say? What if that's a sin? Well, if it is, then there are people that I need to talk to that may be going astray. I need to warn people. I need to talk to Miss Washington, wouldn't I? Let me tell you something. I better be ready for her to talk back to me. Because I suspect Savannah might more accurately teach me the ways of God. But the point is, it's a family. That's what this invitation is. It's an invitation from a family to the family members, to lost family members, to future family members. If you have any need, please come forward.